Caroline, Willie, D. Mays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We're streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. The NFL Scouting Combine is wrapping up, and TD has been in Indianapolis for the last week, and he joins us now. Teron Davenport, brought to you by ESPN Bet Sportsbook. TD, appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us. First and foremost, What are some of the things that you've been hearing on the draft front, the Titans front, that kind of made you raise an eyebrow a little bit this past week at the NFL Combine?
There were a lot of things that I heard on the draft front that really raised my eyebrows. Everybody says the O-line and wide receiver group is really deep, but I tell you another one that's pretty deep, and that's the cornerback group. And that's really good for the Titans, who, as you know, are going to need to get a cornerback late. And a guy I've mentioned multiple times on here is getting a lot of buzz there in Indianapolis, he did, and that's Cam Hart, the Notre Dame cornerback. And you look at 6'3", and he ran in the 4'5" range, and he showed movement. More importantly, he showed movement and change of direction, which is outstanding for a guy his size. So you got that, the cornerback group. Also, how surprisingly deep the group of edge rushers are as well. That's something else. It's shaping up well for the combine. And one other thing I did hear is that there's a good chance that four quarterbacks are going to probably go in before the Titans pick. There's a good possibility if that happens. J.J. McCarthy was drawing a lot of buzz. Now, I wouldn't take him that high, but, I mean, it is drawing buzz, and that could be a trade-down option, you know, for the Titans, whereas a team bumps up to 7 to get him and to jump the Falcons, and then, you know, that could get another pick for the Titans.
I knew that J.J. McCarthy was going to be one that some general managers across the league kind of talked themselves into. TD, we were just discussing, TD is with us, we were just discussing Keon Coleman. I know that was one name that you brought up on the TD Power Hour last week, of a guy that could be available there in the second round, maybe the kind of that second tier of receivers below who we view as the top three, Roma Dunze, Malik Nabers, and Marvin Harrison Jr. The 4-6 is a red flag to me, only because, and I know Keon Coleman is a hell of a player. Like, I've watched him at Florida State this past year. My jaw was on the floor half the time watching some of the plays he made. But Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan both this past week in their media availabilities talked about how the Titans need to get faster, how Rand Carthon was so in awe of the Miami Dolphins and how fast they were. So that's a red flag to me. What are your thoughts on Keon Coleman?
Yeah, I will say this. Beware of how much emphasis you put on the 40, because the emphasis that a lot of people who aren't in those draft rooms put on the 40 is a lot higher than the emphasis that the decision makers put on. And I also say this, that gauntlet drill. Well, let me ask you, which one do you think emulates football more, the gauntlet drill or the 40?
The gauntlet drill, for sure. And I understand that the 40 is only a tiny piece.
And you know who had the fastest time since they started recording, like over the last 2-3 years, who had the fastest speed in the gauntlet drill?
I'm going to guess that it was Keon Coleman.
You are precisely correct. And then you look at the other things that he brings to the table, just like how he ran the routes, how well he caught the football. I don't really put – now, the 40 is just something that you take and you say, okay, well, let me look and see if this guy is slow on film. And you said it yourself, he made a lot of plays that were jaw-dropping. I think when you look at Keon Coleman and what he brings to the table, he's a big body that you could put there on the outside – and you could throw the deep ball to, you could run the slants with, you could run the slot fade as well, because he had a lot of success from the slot at Florida State too. And really, to sum it all up, I'll just say this. Just put on the LSU game. I know you watch LSU closely.
TD, but he had that game.
Yeah, but I mean, just for the sake of
looking
at the 40 and putting it in perspective, that right there tells you what he brings to the table.
We're talking with Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL analyst. ESPN, I said NFL. I'm thinking of Tim. I'm so sorry, TD. What do you think of Xavier Worthy? Because I look at him, and obviously the speed is jaw-dropping. I don't think many people probably expected that he would break John Ross's record, but he did. But what do you think of him? Because a guy with this speed, you would have, just like Keon Coleman, big body guy, get down the field, make these acrobat catches, but you see some inconsistencies throughout the season, have a good game, and then you don't hear from him anymore, have another good game. It seemed like Xavier Worthy was the same way, where he'd have a big game, and then you look at the stats or you look at, you know, him playing, and it's like, it's not the same receiver. But then, you know, you go a few more games, then he have another big game. It's just the inconsistencies with him as well.
Yeah, and that's a bit of a drawback. If I had to have a red flag, a red flag for Keon Coleman, it would be the inconsistency. Mm-hmm. Because of what he does, it makes you expect so much more. Now, as far as Xavier Worthy is concerned, a thing I don't think he gets enough credit for is his route running. He actually is really, really good as far as matching that speed, straight line, that is, with change of direction. Now, he's only, 165, 170 pounds, so he's definitely not somebody you're going to have line up too many times on the line of scrimmage. You got to give him that little cushion, whether it's, sending him in motion and allowing him to get the release that way, or having him line up off the ball and giving him some space to do something before the corner gets his hands on him, because he doesn't have that play strength. So he gets his hand, they get a hand on him, it's over. But I think you look at the route running and just the playmaking ability after the catch. I mean, this guy is so good at from that aspect, to where you could throw those smoke routes and he'll catch it, make somebody miss. And if he makes somebody miss, good luck, because he's going to run away from everybody, as you saw there at the combine.
Yeah, he showed ungodly speed at that position. And that's something that the Titans covet at this particular time. Now, another position, a linebacker position, because this is a position of need for the Tennessee Titans. Are there any linebackers? Because I know a few of these linebackers were in some really good times. But is there a linebacker that you saw that you felt did well in the combine and could be on the Titans draft board?
Yeah, definitely. I really like Peyton Wilson, and I liked him at the Senior Bowl. I liked him during the year. I finally got to talk to him at the combine, and we talked about just being a quarterback of the defense and the communication aspect, but then also the ability to play in space with how this game is moving to such a matchup-driven league. And he's one of those guys that can match up against running backs, match up against select slot receivers, as well as tight ends. And he ran, I think he was in the 4-4 range. But when you have those guys, and wrestling background also, by the way, when you have those guys that just, it's a gift and a curse, because this dude, he doesn't care about his body. He's going to do whatever he has to do to make the tackle. And I think he's a good option for the Titans at some point. I really liked his game.
Teron Davenport is with us. Teron, you just hit on one reference that I asked D-Mace at the tail end of last hour about, and that is just maybe the nuanced thinking now of just how much value you put on the 40-yard dash in particular. But with some of these other innovative drills they've come, what have you seen as far as the evolution of what scouts are particularly looking for in the combine?
Yeah, I think what they're looking for are traits, right? And they're looking for traits that match what they saw on film. We talk about Xavier Worthy, right? And you clearly watch him run routes, especially watch him, when he catches the football or running go routes or those types of things. You see that speed. So you say, okay, how does he test? Oh, he tests really well, too. Check, check. You know what I mean? But then you have other prospects. Like Javon Baker, he runs away from people. The UCF receiver, he runs away from people, but you see him, he's in the 4-5-6 range. So you're like, okay, well, let me go back. The combine, the 40, a lot of the different, speed, timed type drills, those are the ones where you use them as checkpoints to go back and watch film. But then you also look at these drills. Like, you look at Terrell Austin, he has two drills, the W drill and also, well, not the W drill, but the change of direction drill that he has. He has two of those that, they do them at the pro day, and then a lot of other scouts and coaches catch on to it and like, okay, well, let's get this. This is something we should look at the combine. You know, Deuce Daly has a running backs drill that he does. So I think when you look at those drills, they're starting to mirror actual football things a lot more as opposed to just time stuff. And all of that is important. But I'll tell you what's more important, and that's the interviews, you know, the time that they spend with players to check their football intelligence, to check how they retain information. That's an area that Keon Coleman really excelled at, just in talking to him and some of the personnel people. I know he interviewed really well. He had 26 interviews. All of them were formal. And there's a bunch of teams that are really interested in that guy. And I think he does end up going first round with the seven other receivers I have projected.
Anybody else, just regardless of position, that caught your attention, Teron? Because I know you're always trying to compile a deep list. So I know you had a lot of research going in, but anybody come out of there changing your opinion a little bit?
Yeah, you look at Chop Robinson. Well, not changing my opinion, but just reinforcing some things that I thought. And Chop Robinson is one of them, the edge defender out of Penn State. I love watching Penn State's film. The only thing I don't love about it is it takes me more time to go through it because go back and watch more and more, you know, watch the end zone copy twice or three times, whatever, and watch the secondary as well. Chop ran a really good 40 time. Not mistaken, he was in the low 4.5 range, I believe. But he's a guy that is – his game is predicated on getting off the ball and having speed as a rusher. And then talking to him about his pass rushing plan and complementing that speed, I thought that was really good. How he had the plan and was able to detail it, so you got that. And then I talked to Olufoshanu about Chop, you know, and he talked about going against him and how he and Adisa Isaac, you know, on the other side, you know, facing those guys at practice, it really helped him. So I would say Chop Robinson, trying to think through some of the other DBs. DB-wise, and there was a safety out of Utah. I thought he tested well. I didn't get to talk to him, but he's one that's I'm gonna watch some Utah film. So those are two guys, you know, off the top of my mind.
Quickly, TD, going back to Keon Coleman, you know, if obviously he runs the 4.6, and I'm sure that was, you know, made people kind of pause a little bit. But if he comes back and runs a better time in his pro day, which I believe he will, does that erase the thought of him running a 4.6? And then, you know, these guys have been working out but Florida State didn't make it to the championship game, I mean, didn't make it to the playoffs. So I believe he's been working out at least for the last 4 weeks. When you're working out for the last 4 to 5 weeks and you still run a 4.6, shouldn't you reevaluate, you know, who you're working out with? Because a lot of this, if you have foot speed, you know this, a lot of this is technique. If we can get the right technique, you getting off the start perfectly, not stumbling, then you should run closer to a time that more sort of we envisionize or we see on film. But it wasn't that way, obviously, with Keon Coleman, because you look at the film and you see a fast guy, then you look at the 40, it's like, this don't match.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think some guys, they just, because I thought his technique was fine. I just think some guys just don't have that times 40 speed. Mm-hmm. But when you put on the equipment, they're a different creature. And I think that's the case with a lot of these guys that didn't run well. Now, some, they're just slow. You know what I mean? You can't get around it. But I know Mo Wells and David Robinson, these are guys. I mean, you look at David Robinson, he's worked with Antonio Brown, Dez Bryant. Like, the list goes on and on and on. I know that Keon has trained with CeeDee Lamb, who's actually his cousin, I found out this past week. But I don't think it'll make you question. In his case, he shouldn't question Mo Wells or David Robinson. They did an outstanding job. I know they pulled him, so there's a field right next to in the convention center. But a little, it's next to where the podium sessions happen, and you know, they pull them in there, and they kind of work on technique work and stuff, and you know, it's something that they focused on, you know, the starts and the get offs, but it just didn't happen for him. I just think when you look at him and you look at a lot of the players, You know, it's just different. Time, speed, and football, like actual on-the-field speed.
TD is with us. TD, you brought up earlier how J.J. McCarthy's stock is rising, and I kind of joked about it. But in all seriousness, you know, a quarterback stock rising, I think, is best-case scenario for the Titans. It pushes down skill position players at positions of need for the Titans, and it also opens up potential trade-back scenarios with Minnesota at 11, Denver at 12, Las Vegas at 13. I was reading this article on The Athletic, and this is Tashawn Reed and Vic Dufour, who cover the Raiders for The Athletic, and they said that Tom Telesco, Raiders general manager, has had conversations centered on potentially trading for picks in the 5 to 7 range. So they've had conversations, reportedly, with the Titans. We know that Rand Carthon is open to having those conversations, and I think that's the right move. But what would you make of that in a potential scenario where the Titans trade back to 13, the Raiders trading up to 7 potentially to get that quarterback?
Yeah, you could trade back to 13, and now you're looking at acquiring extra picks. You could still get a good tackle, right? Troy Faletano, I don't know if you guys got to watch him in the field drills and stuff, but this guy moves like a tight end. Yeah, and, you know, he's the left tackle at Washington. There was some talk about bumping him inside to play guard, but he has the length. His arms are super long, too, so he could play tackle, and he did it at a high level there at Washington. So, you know, you can move back and get a guy like that. There's options in the move back scenario, so I don't think the Titans should be dead set on picking at 7. If you could acquire another second-round pick or acquire – you know, a third round pick as well in the process. Now you're sitting really nicely in the second round, right? Because then you could go and you could get one of those corners that may be available in the second round, or even, you know, in the third round, that's when you could get a corner, or you could get an edge guy or linebacker, like something that you probably normally wouldn't have gotten that early, but you'll stumble upon a prospect that's there that you were surprised that was.
Last one for you, TD, quickly. Were you hearing any buzz about Drake May's stock potentially falling?
No, he was a guy that didn't really hear too much convo about, to be honest with you. He didn't work out there either. You know, make of that what you may. That's something that, you know, bothers some, but not others. I got to run into him. I was there in the Crown Plaza lobby talking to Marcus Rosemary St. James, Jack St., excuse me, a Georgia receiver who people need to look out for. And I kind of sized him up. Drake May has really, really nice size and everything, but I don't think his stock is down. I didn't hear anything along those lines.
Interesting. Well, TD, appreciate you for stopping by. Hope you enjoyed the combine. Before you run, please tell us about ESPN Bet.
Yeah, for sure. I always like to talk about ESPN Bet because it's the new ESPN gambling app. And the thing that's cool about that is it gives you a way to connect with it's the official sports book of ESPN, by the way. But it allows you to, you know, find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. And as a new user, if you sign up today, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. You can get all the favorite markets that you like, whether it's bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, any props that you can handle, and that's ESPN Bet. You download that today. What a play. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. And for gambling support, call or text TN Redline. That's 800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. You can see the app for details.
TD, you're the best. Appreciate you. And we'll chat next week.
No problem. And I talked about Keon Coleman. Make sure you check out my in-depth look at his combine experience on ESPN.com.
Awesome. Will do. Appreciate you, TD. All right, Jerron Davenport, he is the absolute best. We'll react to what TD had to say there, his takeaways, what he's been hearing from the NFL Combine, and we'll do that coming up next. Caroline Billy D. Mace, we're brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.